we go. Yeah. Get up, out of bed. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m.
Tim, I mean, I don't know if you saw our Instagram last night, but I made the magical discovery. Thanks to a couple of our listeners, Paprika Pringles are in this country.
Paprika Pringles.
Paprika Pringles.
Chris Kringles.
I brought some in if you want to try some.
Sure. I'm not a massive fan of Pringles. So
aren't you?
No, never been.
Do you want to try one right now?
Sure.
Is it too early for Pringles? It's never too early to pop.
Too early to pop your top, homie.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Get in there.
Get in there. I grabbed about five.
Oh, you've grabbed a few.
All right, here we go.
What are you thinking? Okay, he's trying them. It's a pretty good look on his face.
Yeah, not shit.
Right?
So, that's a plus.
I mean, if that isn't a commercial for Pringles, I don't know what is.
Call me Pringles. Anyway, normally what would happen if someone's eating, the other person would talk. So thank you very much for also remaining
silent. I just wanted
people
to hear you chewing.
Now, Jess, look, we got a massive show and I have an exciting way to tell you about it.
Sure.
This morning. I found a new app on my phone.
Oh.
The Auto-Tune app.
Oh, no.
So I'm just gonna plug in and tell you what's going on the show this morning.
I've decided to tell you what's going on the show with my new Auto-Tune app. We're going to talk about moths in the room and if you should be a silk when they're flying around. Shrek the Musical is coming to town. The tickets are sold out, be listening out for the way you can win to see Shrek, my friend. Don't trust Donkey, he will deceive you.
Doesn't need to rhyme if it's true.
Wow, I mean, did little John just walk into the building?
I know. I forgot Please. To mow my lawns because I was using that app so much.
Please never play that again on this radio station.
Unfortunately, there are many more instances that will be happening.
Are you joking?
No, but Jess, I want to tell you next about the science of happiness.
Sure.
And why sometimes trying to be happy can make you sad.
Oh.
It's Tim and Jess.
What a brilliant way to kick off the show. I'm depressed already.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Despite what Will Smith and Kid Cudi have said, maybe we shouldn't all be in the pursuit of happiness.
Great movie, though.
Late 2000s joke. All of my friends will be super jazzed with that. Now, scientists, Jess, we love a good science. Mm. We love science on the show. They're saying that making ourselves miserable by trying to make ourselves happy, right?
Right.
So people are trying to be happy and they're like, they're always looking to be like, if I do this, I'll be happy. If I do that, right, I'll be happy. And turns out when you get there, the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
I feel that. I absolutely feel that. You know how impatient I am about things. Patience is not one of my biggest skills.
Patience is not your virtue.
No, absolutely not. And so I'm always, as soon as I get to where I want to be, I'm like, great, what's next?
What's next? So there's never an end goal for your brain. Mm-mm. That could almost be a good thing, though. It's always great to set little achievements that you want to get along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I've always said, like when I was young, I was like, I want to work in radio. But I didn't specify where.
Right.
Because I was like, if I get there, I'll be jazzed. And then whatever happens next, two thumbs up emojis.
It's just an extra bonus.
Extra bonus. And you got to be careful because if you keep trying to be happy, you're more likely to become depressed.
Oh.
Which is super sad.
Right. Okay. So what can I do to get around it? I just like ignore the fact that I'm unhappy?
It's about changing your mindset.
Right.
And it is something that I did 3 years ago. Because I was in a...
Because you're a hero.
Because I'm a superhero. That's why I have a beard and a cape. Left the cape at home today, though. I just decided, I was like, look, I'm not going to be unhappy anymore. I'm making myself unhappy by setting these two unrealistic goals. It is time to give myself a break and work hard. And that's what I've been trying to do.
Okay.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero, Jess.
And it seems like it's easy enough to do. If Tim can do it, anyone can.
Anyone can do it. It's like mowing your lawns. All you need is a few good pulls. No?
What?
Like you just get it going.
Oh, okay.
Come on, mate. If I'm going to make lawn mowing jokes, be there with me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I know you're a bit environmentally conscious.
Environmentally conscious.
Yeah, you're always thinking about the environment.
I try.
And so I found you an alternative to toilet paper, because as you know, toilet paper is one of the biggest wastes that we use.
Well, at the moment, I've changed over. I've changed deodorant. Mm-hmm. I've changed paper towel. I've thought I'd change toilet paper to like the most flimsy little toilet paper I have and toothbrushes.
I feel like you only change your toilet paper because you're too much of a tight ass to spend money on the four-ply stuff.
Look, we all have our positives and negatives. And
it's called the family cloth.
No. Bam, bam.
It's little squares of cloth that are reusable. So you go to the toilet, you do your ones, you do your twos, whatever you do. You take one of the squares of cloth, you wipe up the mess.
Do your business.
And then you put it in a basket next to the toilet.
Okay.
Right? You don't flush it.
No.
And then when that basket fills up, you wash those bad boys and you reuse them.
The main thing that's wanting me to say no with is because there's a bunch of poo rags next to, like, that's not going to smell good.
I don't know if you've ever been, some overseas countries, they don't flush their toilet paper. So, like, my sister went to the Philippines with her boyfriend, right? And they went to his, like, where he grew up.
Sure.
And they don't have, you can't flush toilet paper.
What do you do with it? Use it as Christmas wrapping?
They use it and then they put it in a basket next to the toilet.
What, it's like a wicker basket?
Yeah.
That's the worst wicker basket I've ever heard of.
This is a very similar concept, only instead of throwing out that rubbish, you're reusing the cloths and washing them. See, I think that as someone that's experienced, being around babies with nappies and stuff, it's not the funnest experience when you have to, like, if you're using reusable diapers to wash their diapers.
All right.
So I just feel like adults using these cloths is not going to be a good idea. Thoughts?
No. Well, it's a poo rag, so no. Yeah.
But you're so thinking about the environment, Tim. And if you have these poo rags, you wouldn't have to replace them for like, what, 3 months?
Oh, no, I just have to move house every week. Oh, sorry, room smells like poo again? I wonder why.
Family cloth. Family cloth.
It's like a chamois for your butt.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Queensland government have decided to update the school uniform policy to allow girls to wear shorts and pants.
I think it's great. I always believed in high school that I was very lucky because during the summer, I would wear shorts. Even during the winter, I would wear shorts. But I would pretty much wear, no matter summer or winter, I would wear a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up. So,
yeah. See, look, growing up in Victoria, this surprises me because my school, we were allowed to wear whatever we wanted. We could wear shorts if we wanted to. We could wear pants if we wanted
to. Was your school uniform? Like,
yeah.
Was this PE or like your
basic
uniform?
No, this is like basic uniform. Like anything we wanted to wear, as long as it was in the school colours, we could wear it.
Well, my school definitely wasn't like that. I think just for the boys, it was a lot easier. The girls had to wear the summer, they had to wear the summer dress, which was like the whole one, the one piece.
Yep.
And then during winter, it was white shirt into like a kilt.
Yes.
With stockings.
The winter skirt. I wonder if they have those in Queensland. It would be too hot up here.
No, they would have them at private schools, I assume.
Anyway, the Education Minister, Grace Grace, that's her actual name.
Her name is not Grace Grace.
Grace Grace. Today's day and age, there should be no reason why shorts and pants aren't made part of the school formal uniform. Everyone should be entitled to be able to choose shorts and pants because they have done studies, Tim, where they revealed that girls were actually less physical when they were forced to wear dresses and skirts.
Okay.
So they're not as physical outside of the classroom.
No.
So I'm really excited that this uniform change is coming into effect.
I think it's just great here in Australia that we have, that most schools, I'd say 99% of schools have a school uniform compared to like, say, the States and Canada and even some schools in the UK where they don't have a uniform.
Mm.
I loved knowing exactly what I had to wear every day. Imagine picking it every single day like now.
You complain every single time we have to wear our work uniform.
Yeah, because it's bad. Don't make me have a go at our own company.
You can check out the full story for yourself and everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
I want to offer you and, look, anyone listening, a challenge, an opportunity to see if something works. I'm talking about the cat tape test. Apparently, if you tape a shape with just like some electric tape or duct tape, whatever, onto your floor, cats are intrigued and will sit inside the shape. And look, I'm going to do some levels to the challenge. What I want you to do is go and lock your cat into a room and neglect it for 6 months. And then after six months...
Right.
All right, no. I want you to go just let Chandler, your cat, your long-haired tabby...
Yes.
...inside
Good
another
job,
room.
Buddy.
And in your big living room area with your tiles, I want you to do three different shapes.
Okay.
I want you to do a square.
Yep.
A triangle and a hexagon.
What about the diamond window?
What's behind there, Big Ted? And I want you to see which one Chandler goes to.
Oh, okay.
Because he might go and sit inside it. Because I think it's fascinating. And if you're listening right now, do it. Send us a video. Just search for us on Facebook.
He does climb into a lot of things. Like if I've got an empty washing basket, he'll like climb in just to see what's in there.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive that he'll do it. But yeah. Also, there's a 99% chance that he's going to be an absolute...
The worst about it.
Yeah.
What were you about to say? Well, anyway, I saved you then.
Thank you. Yeah, no, because he often does not cooperate.
If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, I've just posted a photo a little bit earlier on our Facebook and our Instagram page on HitSeeker. You can check it out. Do it for yourself. Send us a video. Jess, you're going to do this.
I'm going to try it this afternoon.
As a trial.
Yeah.
Because clearly, I know you normally do like a 4-hour nap, but if you could just turn it into a 3-hour nap and film this with your long-haired tabby, Chandler, that would be fantastic.
I'll reward him with food
because
at the end of
then
it.
We will know the ultimate shape.
Right.
That's
are you going to try it with your dog Remy as well?
No. No. That's.
Oh, because that would be ridiculous.
Yes. Well, Remy, no, my dog is not that smart. She knows how to sit and she knows how to lie down. Going to shapes is out of her capacity.
Right.
So.
What's your prediction? What shape do you reckon he's going to go for?
I reckon he's going to go for the hexagon.
Yep.
So hexagon, square, triangle. Get it done. Looking forward to finding out the results.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, we're on the hunt to get Keith Urban on the show. What day are we up to?
We're at day 33 and I'm still waiting on his management.
Good start. Now, Jess, I would like to reintroduce a segment that we introduced late last year. Because you and I were watching some of the footy over the weekend, and I would like to get your thought on sport.
Goal! Go get him. I don't know. What are sports things? This is why I don't do sports reports.
Jess's thought of sport.
And if you wanted anything to do with actual footy, you've come to the wrong place.
Absolutely.
I can't even remember what game we watched on the weekend. It was a Sydney versus Sydney team.
Yes. So it was the Roosters versus the West Tigers.
Yes.
We watched that game.
And the Roosters won, yeah?
No, the West Tigers won.
Yeah, no, of course they did.
They converted in the last few minutes to win the game. And you were only going for the West Tigers because I had tipped the Roosters to win.
Yes.
And you were getting
cranky. And I didn't want you to win.
You were getting cranky because you thought that no one invited you to the staff tipping competition when there was a direct invitation sent to you.
And I've joined it this week, I've missed out on all points from round one.
As someone that's not a massive league fan or has been in the past, what was your thought on the game that we watched? It was very low scoring.
It was very low scoring, but it was exciting to watch, especially like the last few minutes of the game. It's a very intense last few minutes.
Oh, mate, it was. I agree.
And I enjoy the boys are a lot stockier. In NRL than AFL, and I was like, I was enjoying, like, there's a lot more
there was a lot of
eye candy.
Quad action,
yeah,
I believe. Ooh. Upper leg.
I enjoy a man who wouldn't be able to fit into my jeans, and I've got chunky thighs, Tim.
Jeez.
So if a guy can't fit in my jeans, I'm all about it.
Sure. I have the exact same method for dating. That's how me and my girlfriend met. But, Jess, the one thing that I did focus on when we were talking about it is that you couldn't decide for a team to go with because you were like, yeah, I'll just go for the team against you. But you said, I don't want to go for the West Tigers forever.
Yeah, well, because I've only ever been to one NRL game,
yeah,
which, I mean, I know what you're thinking. I'm shocked.
What a superstar.
And the one game I went to was Melbourne Storm.
Do you know who they played?
I have no idea.
Right.
I think it was a red team.
So
I'm not sure.
But you're not committed to the Storm.
No, I'm not fully committed to the Storm because most of the players that I know from the Storm have already moved on from the Storm.
All right. So who do you want to go for then?
Well, I was tossing it up. I'm thinking since, you know, we're in Central Queensland, I want to go for a Queensland team.
All right. There's three.
So Titans, Cowboys, or Broncos.
Yeah.
I'm really not feeling the Broncos.
Not feeling the Broncos?
I don't know why. I think it's because everyone's like telling me to go for the Broncos. I want to go for like an underdog team.
Well, there's one clear underdog of those three teams. Well, not underdog. There's a bad team.
A bad team.
And that's the Titans.
But see, the Titans are in the lead for me at the moment because I know one of their players.
And they're coming.
And they're coming to Gladstone.
They're coming to Gladstone.
I feel like, what have the Broncos done for me lately?
Well, Jess, before we, on 13, 12, 16, we are going to ask, who should Jess support in the NRL? But I thought, you know, I've been using my new auto-tune app to sort of get points across this morning.
Oh, good Lord.
I've got a point that I would like to plug in and sort of get a message across to you if you're ready.
I mean, am I ever ready for auto-tune?
Here we go.
Jess, I've got some advice for you. Don't support the Gold Coast Tigers. Go for the Cowboys, go for the Broncos. Everyone knows that the Titans are bad.
The Titans are bad, Jess. And you heard
convince
it here.
Convince me otherwise.
You heard it here.
They're my number one on my list at the moment. At the moment, I'm going Titans, Cowboys, Broncos. That's how I'm feeling.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16. Here's your opportunity to influence a human being. This could be a very important moment in your life.
I'm starting a tradition for
starting
my family,
a tradition
Tim.
For your family. 13, 12, 16. Let's get Jess to support an NRL team. Mate, any offer's a good offer. Been asking the hard-hitting questions this morning here on the radio station. Jess is without an NRL team. She needs a league team to support after not being able to commit to her former team.
Yeah, I feel like now that I'm a Queenslander, Tim, I need to have a team.
Yes.
I need to have an NRL team. And it's really hard this week because I've been doing my tips and the Broncos are playing the Cowboys this week.
Wow.
And I'm like, who do I go for? Because everyone keeps telling me I need a barrack for the Broncos.
I would say you should go between the Broncos and North Queensland. I just think, the Titans are coming to Gladstone on April 8th.
Yeah.
To play against the Sea Eagles, but I just think that you're going to be disappointed if you support the Titans.
But see, I love a good underdog. At the moment, the tipping, only 16% of people have tipped Titans this week against the Warriors.
There's a difference between an underdog and a dog with no legs. One can't run the race, Jess. So on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, who should Jess support as a league team? And we've had Jody from Gracemere call up on 13, 12, 16. Jody, help us out. Who should Jess support in the league?
Make it easy for yourself, Jess. Go the Broncos.
Broncos.
What has the Broncos ever done for me, though?
What has the Titans done for
but
you?
But the Titans are going out of their way to at least come to Central Queensland.
Fair
They're
enough.
Coming up to Gladstone. I'm going to get to meet some of them, hopefully.
Because Brisbane's closer, isn't that right,
Jody?
Yeah,
I was actually going to say, you know what? From where we are, Brisbane is closer, so why would you go for the Gold Coast?
Have you always been a Broncos supporter?
Yeah, my whole life. My dad was. My grandpa was.
See, Jody, it runs in your family. This is the point in Jess's life where she could be like your great-great-grandfather,
yes.
The leader of a new tradition in the family.
Start the trend, absolutely.
What are the colours for the Broncos?
Maroon and yellow.
Right. And so the Titans are like, what, orange?
No.
No? What are the Titans?
Like light tealy blue and yellow.
Oh, tealy blue?
Yeah, like a
light
blue.
Yeah, see, I like the colours better for the Titans.
Oh, forget the colours. That doesn't make you better at sport.
That's a great point, Jody. Thank you very much for your contribution, mate.
No worries.
See you,
okay,
mate.
Tim, I tell you what. You've convinced me not to go for the Titans.
Really?
Okay.
Who are you going to go for?
I'm going to let fate decide.
Fate?
And I'm going to... Whoever wins out of the Broncos and the Cowboys this week...
No, no, no. You know what you should do? You know how I was earlier telling you for your cat test, the tape test, for the three shapes, put Titans, Cowboys,
yes!
Broncos, and whoever your cat goes to...
All right.
Then you can support them.
I'll let you know tomorrow who I'm supporting this weekend.
Can't wait for that video.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a new study's been done that shows the most expensive year of your life.
So not like, all right, so 2019, everything's going to be more expensive. It's like the age. So right
now, what age you are going to be spending the most cash?
So I'm 25 years old. You're 31.
I'm 26.
I was close.
How dare you?
And so I would like to know if you and I are ahead of the game or about to walk into sad territory.
I don't want to disappoint you, Tim.
I have a feeling. Can I offer three options? You tell me if I'm correct.
All right.
I think it's either 28, 30, or 34.
Oh, you're close. You're close with one of those. The age that will be your most expensive year of your life is 31.
31.
Now, they say that this is the most expensive year of your life because people around you and yourself are hitting some very big milestones at 31.
So 31st, which is clearly a big birthday.
I meant more weddings, babies, buying property.
We've just hit that age where a lot of our friends are getting married and engaged. And I didn't realize that was an expense. Like getting there and gifts and all that stuff. And then kids. I haven't even thought about kids.
And if you're a part of the bridal party as well.
Oh.
I mean, that is just another added few $100 on top
like
of it.
My friendship circle, there's 12 of us boys, and it has been stated that there will be an 11-man...
Really?
11-man, like, bridal party.
Even for yourself?
I'm not sure I want
to. I was going to say, I thought you weren't going to have a bridal party.
I will. It's either going to be none or 11, so... Here we go.
31 is the year that you start thinking about things like investments,
yes,
and, you know, business expenses, tax bills,
stakeholds,
loans, and, you know, putting aside money for insurance as well.
Wait, you already don't do that?
Well, I mean, 31 is when most people start.
I feel like you should definitely start a lot sooner than that.
Mate,
if you're 31 and you've just gone, maybe I should insure things, you're behind the game.
31 is also the year that we start looking at things and going, oh, maybe my car needs to be regularly serviced. Maybe I can't get away with
again,
not doing that.
This is things you need to be doing from when you become a proper adult.
No, this is things I'm going to put off until I'm 31. It's just going to be a super expensive year.
See, this is what, now I know what you're going to do. You're going to be like, no, I've got a free ride until I'm 31. When I'm 31, I'll finally get my act together.
I got 5 years of being a child left, Tim. Let me enjoy them.
5 years. You're turning 27 this year.
Shut up.
So
right.
Let's
I've got
just,
4 years.
You got 4 years.
How dare you?
How dare I? Get your insurances in order.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, a huge tour announcement that I cannot wait to get my hands on tickets for.
Put it this way, I'm ready to sell my car, my house, and my mother.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, Beyonce, Jay-Z have announced an On The Run world tour. It's happening. This is the second tour, obviously, that they've done together. What can we tell you? Starts off with North America. More dates will be released as we, you know, as time goes by. They always like to kind of, they like to linger and leave us wanting and talking. So more dates will no doubt be announced. But maybe they're doing like a 2-for-1 deal. Like, it's a kind of cheap way to do it. Like, if you're a couple, everything's half price. Like, you get the one hotel room. Kind of smart.
Are all the kids going to be coming with them when they're traveling around the world?
Oh, they'll need an extra plane with that many kids. They've got a whole army now, don't they? Yes, they will, no doubt. Rumi and Siri, what are they called? Rumi, Suri. No, that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong family, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's Rumi and Sir Carter, isn't it?
But
and Blue Ivy, of course. She's the sassy one. I'm sure they'll probably give her an act, the amount of sass that she's been releasing
lately.
She's
the supporting act.
Yeah, she could, but she is sassy, isn't she? She's so cheeky.
Well, we hope their relationship can hold up to the tour, Dean, so thank you very much, mate.
Well, a little bit of savagery there, as always. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
Dean. Check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au, and we'll tell you when you can get your hands on those tickets first.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Every Tuesday we open the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we can't agree on a particular issue. And this week's one, I've never seen more people fired up.
Yeah, and it's not really even that divided, Tim. I think that a lot of people are on my side this week.
It's definitely leading one way. And what we want to talk about is moths. So yesterday morning, came into the studio. Mm-hmm. It's about, what, 10 to 5? You notice at the corner of the room, I didn't even know it was there, there was a moth not flying around, just sitting in the corner of the room.
It was almost, it was above your head. Like, I can picture where it was right now. And I flat out, like, I'm terrified of moths.
It was probably the size of 2 fingers, so not small.
About 3. Not it was pretty big.
Not, let's not exaggerate this. Not small, but not big,
it was huge.
I would say. And Jess said to me in a very firm voice, Tim, if you don't take the moth out of the studio, I'm not doing the show.
Yep.
And as radio broadcasters, I feel like that's a no-no.
What do you mean?
That you're refusing to do the show because of a moth.
I feel like most people, if they found a moth in their workplace, would shut down the office until the moth
Look,
was taken care of.
When someone did a joke on you and put snake skin inside your house, I understood the fear of that. A fear of snakes is something that I find reasonable. A fear of
also
moths,
not fun.
A fear of moths I don't find reasonable because they can't attack you. They can't hurt you. Literally, I got rid of the moth, as you requested, and you said, did you take it outside? And I said, no, because as soon as I touch it, it turned into dust because it's a moth, and they're the most fragile animal in history. Moths aren't dangerous animals. I don't think a fear of moths is reasonable.
I just don't like that they don't have eyes and they just flap about
they
a bit.
They definitely have eyes.
No, they don't. They go
do.
By light.
They definitely have eyes.
No, they follow the light. They can't actually see anything. They just follow light. That's why they're attracted
they still
to light.
Have eyes.
And as soon as you turn a light on, they're just like flapping about, going, and you're so unpredictable.
I like how you're mimicking a flapping moth right now. And look,
that's what I don't like about them the most, the unpredictability.
We did put it out on Facebook and Instagram. And look, we have had a lot of support for that having a fear of moths is reasonable. But the whole point of You Be the Judge is that it doesn't matter what a whole bunch of people think. The first person through on 13, 12, 16 is the judge, mm-hmm. and they get to have their say. So on 13, 12, 16, this is your opportunity to be the judge. Whatever, the first person through, they could have the worst argument in the history of the world. they are the judge. Their ruling is final. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Is a fear of moths reasonable? Because I believe that it is a stupid fear for stupid people.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yes, it is that time of the week where we invite a judge to join us in the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we can't agree on something. And Jess, you have a fear of moths, and I think it is unreasonable.
I'm not the only one who has a fear of moths, Tim, because we put this out on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Just search for Hit CQ. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have had similar thoughts to me.
Yep.
One person, Simon, has said, I hate butterflies too. Those enclosures at the zoo are the worst places in the world. I agree, Simon.
Do you want to know the funny thing about Simon? Simon was the only male of the 40 comments we got. So literally, 98% of the feedback that we got, which was majority in your favour, mm-hmm. of that moths are something you're allowed to be scared of, is coming from females.
All right. I don't know why we needed to point that out.
Well, that's like saying, hey, there's a stop sign there. Maybe we should stop. It's that obvious.
It doesn't matter what anyone on our Facebook or Instagram said. Thank you for your comments.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Them. But also, we're ignoring all of them and we're going with our next caller.
That's right. The first call through, as always, is the judge. It doesn't matter if they have the worst opinion in the world. The first person through is the judge in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. And this morning we have Nikki from Rockhampton. And Nikki, given all the information, the follow proceedings, where are you heading with your ruling of if a fear of moths is reasonable?
I'm heading with Jess.
Mate.
Petrified of them.
Why?
Absolutely. Why? Same reason, they're unpredictable.
Yes.
Let
our judge speak, please.
They get in your face and it's like, the dust, yuck.
Nikki, I'll get in your face in a second because this is a garbage fear. You bring it, mate.
Nikki, is one of your worst fears getting pantry moths?
Mine is you get to the front door and then there's a moth there flapping around because the light's on and it's at night and you can't get into your house.
Nikki, I mean this in the most sincere and true way for you and Jess. You are both stupid.
Tim!
You both are.
She's our judge. Have a bit of respect, please.
I will get thrown out of this courtroom before I hear this jargon. Nikki, all right, look, you are, the ruling is every single week, you are the judge. You're the first person to call through. So no matter what I say, no matter what Jess says, your ruling is final. And your ruling on moths being a reasonable fear is?
Yes.
Nikki, you are banned from the show. You are not getting a prize.
Nikki, you're always welcome to call the show. I'll always answer your calls.
And I wish you the worst day. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Never
forever.
Have I seen
Goodbye
such
forever.
Disrespect in a courtroom.
I would like to speak to a scientist on why women are scared of moths. Because it's clearly a woman
it's
thing.
It's not just women. It's everyone.
Sorry, women and Simon.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, last night, your favourite show on Australian television came to an end. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Do you know what? Genuinely, I heard that it was still going last week and I was like, it's still going.
I thought
it ended in like mid-February. I thought it was like a four-week show. It was like, same with Married at First Sight. I thought that was a four-week show.
My mum genuinely called me. She called me on Sunday night, like genuinely concerned. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to watch, Jess. I'm a Celebrity's on. Married at First Sight is on. There's too much to watch.
A Current Affair starting to ramp up. Like, what do I do?
But I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here has finally finished up. And your girl, Fiona O'Loughlin, the comedian, has come out crowned as the Queen of the Jungle.
And I don't know if this is scripted, if it was in his contract. Shannon Nolsey, he's come second again. Like, what has the bloke got to do? Australian Idol, he's robbed by Guy Sebastian. We do love Guy Sebastian. But
I don't think he was robbed by Guy Sebastian. I always wanted Guy to win.
I just, like, it's not okay. Like, how is it a voting system, or how do you win the game?
Yeah, so they get voted. So the whole throughout the thing, they get voted for trials.
So this is happening live, like they're in South Africa at the moment.
Yes, it's just wrapped up. So it was, I think, the final four do the last week all together, and then they start just ramping it up, and they eliminated person after person.
How did Nolsey not win?
Well, I mean,
the cult hero.
Fiona O'Loughlin was pretty popular in the show. I called it from the beginning. I said that she was going to win.
If you went to just an average Joe on the street and said, who do you know names more, Shannon Knoll or Fiona O'Loughlin? People are saying Nolsey. How has Nolsey been robbed?
I feel like people wanted him to come second because the memes have been flooding in.
I've seen one where they photoshopped Fiona O'Loughlin holding up the Australian Idol 2002 trophy with Shannon Knoll in the background with silver confetti waving away his pain.
To be fair, I mean, if you look at the lineup of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Shannon Knoll's the only real celebrity that was on this year.
So this is our tribute to you, Nolsey. Can't believe you come second again. Stabbed in the face this time instead of the back. And I'm so glad.
I can't wait to see what he comes second on next year.
Com games are coming up. You never know. 100 metre sprint. Put Nolsey in it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Queensland government have decided to update the school uniform policy to allow girls to wear shorts and pants.
I think it's great. I always believed in high school that I was very lucky because during the summer I would wear shorts. Even during the winter I would wear shorts. But I would pretty much wear, no matter summer or winter, I would wear a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up. So,
yeah, see, look, growing up in Victoria, this surprises me because my school, we were allowed to wear whatever we wanted. We could wear shorts if we wanted to. We could wear pants if we wanted to.
Was your school uniform? Like,
yeah.
Was this PE or like your
basic
uniform?
No, this is like basic uniform. Like anything we wanted to wear, as long as it was in the school colours, we could wear it.
Well, my school definitely wasn't like that. I think just for the boys, it was a lot easier. The girls had to wear the summer, they had to wear the summer dress, which was like the whole one, the one piece.
Yep.
And then during winter, it was white shirt into like a kilt.
Yes.
With stockings.
The winter skirt. I wonder if they have those in Queensland. It would be too hot up here.
No, they would have them at private schools, I assume.
Anyway, the Education Minister, Grace Grace. That's her actual name.
Her name is not Grace Grace.
Grace Grace. Today's day and age, there should be no reason why shorts and pants aren't made part of the school formal uniform. Everyone should be entitled to be able to choose shorts and pants because they have done studies, Tim, where they revealed that girls were actually less physical when they were forced to wear dresses and skirts.
Okay.
So they're not as physical outside of the classroom.
No.
So I'm really excited that this uniform change is coming into effect.
I think it's just great here in Australia that we have, that most schools, I'd say 99% of schools, have a school uniform compared to, like, say, the States and Canada and even some schools in the UK where they don't have a uniform.
Mm.
I loved knowing exactly what I had to wear every day. Imagine picking it every single day, like an owl.
You complain every single time we have to wear our work uniform.
Yeah, because it's bad. Don't make me have a go at our own company.
You can check out the full story for yourself and everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Pretty apt. I just want to live for the person we are about to speak to, Jess. His name is Scott Bowman. He is the Vice Chancellor of Seeker University here in central Queensland. Good morning, Scott.
Hi.
Now, Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're super excited that this, you know, you've launched this medical program for Central Queensland. I mean, can you tell us a bit more about what you feasibly see it being?
Yeah, look, what we're launching is actually a feasibility study. So we think it's around time that people could do all their medical training here in Central Queensland and down in Wide Bay. So we want to do a feasibility study to see whether we can get a medical program up here.
Now, is the intention of getting a medical program up here to keep the doctors here once they've studied?
Yeah, look, I think there's two aims to it. One is to get those doctors, the junior doctors, to stay local. And we know from our experience of training physiotherapists and radiographers that if you train people in regional Australia, then they stay in regional Australia. Mm-hmm. And that's been the experience of the other regional medical schools as well. So definitely we want more doctors coming here and working as junior doctors. But the other thing is this would also help us to get very senior doctors in the region. So basically come and work here as a surgeon or as an accident emergency doctor or a psychiatrist. And you can also become a professor and teach into a medical school. So it will make it attractive for the senior as well as the junior doctors.
Are you aware of anything similar that's run in the past or is currently running here in Central Queensland?
Oh, no, we've never had medicine in Central Queensland or Wide Bay, so this will be the first. We do have students come in here on regional placements from other universities, but this will be the first time that people will be able to do their whole medical training here.
And so with this feasibility study that you're doing, how long do you think it will take before we can actually see an intake?
Oh, look, you know our university doesn't mess around. We believe in being can do. We would aim, if everything went perfectly, maybe to take the first intake in about 2021, which sounds like a long way away, but it isn't actually. So that's the kind of time frame we're looking at.
Well, it's very exciting to hear something like this in motion and going forward. And it's been very great to chat to you. Thank you very much, Vice Chancellor Scott Bowman there.
Nice talking to you.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.